part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
11 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. What a beautiful song coming from Spirit of Praise, saying, It is time for our daily focus feature with Pastor Paz Mamunga. We are still looking at our theme for this week, dealing with loss. Today we are focusing on the topic that says Tears of Hope. Pastor Mamunga, good morning.
Good morning, my sister. And how are you and our listeners?
I am very well, thank you, my pastor. And how are you?
We are great.
Amen. Pastor, before we get into our conversation, shall we open with the word of prayer? Can you pray for us?
Thank you. Our Father, what in heaven, we thank you for goodness and we thank you for another day among the living. As we start our conversation, we pray that you'll be with us. You'll be with the listeners and even our presenter, the moderator. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. And let's get into it. So, Pastor, grief is a powerful emotion and it often feels like we are navigating a sea of narrow. But in those overwhelming moments, God offers hope, healing and strength. How do we lean on him during these difficult seasons? And how can his love help us heal while holding on to hope for the future? So, my pastor, how can we balance the reality of our grief with the hope that God offers?
Thank you very much. In the first place, it's not an easy way. It's not an easy way to balance the two. When you look at grief and then hope in God, at times when one is overwhelmed with grief, it's like hope in God is almost non-existent. But when we look at Romans 8 verse 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Yes, we are going through suffering. We have to accept that. We cannot downplay it. Like we said yesterday, when someone is passing through grief, we should not use those words to say, "No, I understand this." No, we don't understand. And we don't. It's just that person who understands it. And we must accept that grief is there. Pain is there even for us as Christians, but there's something better. Like Paul writes here, "I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worth to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." Yes, I'm passing through pain, but there's something better that is coming. Yes, it is dark at midnight, but the sun will rise. At least we have that hope that every second, every minute is taking us to sunrise. You see, the darkness will be away. So even as we pass through grief, losing a husband, losing a child, losing a wife, or someone close to us, or even losing a business or a job, we need to know that the best is yet to come.
Wow. Thank you so much, my pastor, for that. And what can we learn from the story of grief and loss in the Bible, like Job and Jesus' lament over Lazarus?
Thank you very much. When you look at the account of Job, it was a tough one. It was a very unique one. Like I mentioned in one of our conversations, in 2005, we lost our child, our only child at that time. And it was not easy. And after the burial of a child the following day, I was just at home. And in one afternoon, I read the whole book of Job, maybe in 2 hours or 3 hours, 42 chapters, I went through them. And then I looked at Job and myself. This man lost 7 children, 7 sons, 3 daughters in one day. He lost his wealth, everything in one day. And then he lost his health. Then the friends come to discourage him. The wife come to discourage him. To an extent, I said, I think what I'm passing through cannot be compared to Job. Of course, the major would say the same. But I concluded that what I'm passing through cannot be compared to what this man passed through. But even when Job passes through, he could say that blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hey.
He gave and he has taken. I felt like a rebuke that someone who has lost 10 children, lost his health, discouragement from everyone, he can say, blessed be the name of the Lord. I came in this world naked and I'll go in this world naked. But one thing that we learn from the story of Job, especially, we learn that on one hand, God allows us to pass through moments of grief to make us better Christians. Why do I say this? In Job chapter 23, verse 10, Job says, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as God. Job counted the trials he passed through, that I'm being tested. I'm being prepared. It's just like us who have stayed in the village, when they are making axes or spears, they would get this metal, put it in the fire. When it becomes soft, red hot, they start hammering and make it into an axe. And you find that the axe that passed through the fire and the axe that did not pass through the fire are different. When you are using an axe that did not pass through the fire, you are just cutting flowers around at home. This metal is bending here and there. But the axe that passed through the fire is very strong. Why? It was tried. It was tested. So Job says, he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I'll come forth as God. In the same Job also, chapter 42, verse 5, he says, I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. After Job passed through that trial, he says, I used to hear about you, but now I see you. What do we learn from that? God allows us to pass through moments of grief to make us better Christians. On the other hand, the devil's aim when we pass through grief is to make us bitter Christians. Because bitter Christians have no time for prayer. A bitter Christian is always full of complaints against God. Their faith is always going down. So we must understand those two dimensions of grief. That when God allows us to go through grief, he wants to make us better Christians, strong Christians. The devil, during moments of grief, he brings all the discouragements so that we become bitter Christians against God. We don't have time to pray, and we are just complaining throughout, which he knows that even it works against our health. So that one is very important to understand for us as Christians.
Sure. Thank you so much, my pastor, for that. How can we pray through our grief when words feel inadequate?
For sure, there are moments when words feel inadequate. And we can draw lessons from our father, David. I like reading the Psalms. The Psalms will come with something like a moment, low moments, disappointments. But at the end of the day, David talks about hope, like Psalm 55, verse 6, verse 16, verse 17 and 22. Look at how it starts. Oh, I said, all that I had winged like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. So when you pass through tough moments, you are looking for rest. Remember, David says, I can even fly away. I just find some place, maybe an island, where I can have some rest. But look at what he tends to say in 16. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Several moments when we feel, maybe I can go to Reuben Island, or I can go somewhere, just have some rest. But David realizes that even where he is, he can invite God. As for me, I'll call upon God, and the Lord shall save. And he goes further to say, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He even makes a timetable for prayers. Evening, morning, and noon, I'll pray, cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Verse 22, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer or allow the righteous to be moved. Cast your burden. Throw. You don't put it gently. You throw your burden on the Lord. Cast. And he says he shall sustain you. So whatever you're passing through, you have lost a child, you have lost a partner, cast your burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved. Yes, it is painful, but that pain we can cast on him, and we are sure that he will sustain us. The way he sustained those men of old, Job, who lost everything, he will also sustain us today.
Wow. I'm lost of words, my pastor. Thank you so much. Hey,
you're welcome.
If you, my listeners at home are going through grief, I think this conversation is going to help you. Please do listen. If you know someone who's going through grief, who's dealing with loss, please let them know that this week we are looking at dealing with loss. Pastor Mangu Munga is here to answer all your questions. And my question, Mfundisi, what are some practical ways to feel God's presence when we are deep in sorrow? Because most of the time we feel lost, we feel like God is not with us, and we don't even pray. Most of the time we just sleep, think about our sorrows, sleep, cry, wake up the following day, get into a depression. A lot of things happen when we are grieving.
Exactly. Like I said, for sure, when we are grieving, the temptation is to lose hope, to cast off restraint. But again, we can learn lesson from David. When we are passing through grief, how do we feel God's presence? There is a positive self-talk, praise moments, claiming God's promises as if they were written for you and to you as an individual. I do a lot of writing. I've got notebooks at home. I don't know how many there are. I copy the promises of God. And where it talks about Abraham, I put my name there. I put the promises of God where it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I put my name there. I have loved Ipasmo Munga with an everlasting love. I put my name in the promises of God. I also talk to myself, like David would say. Look at this one, Psalm 43, verse 5 and 11. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Put your hope in God. For I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, to help the help of my countenance and my help and my God. My sister and my listeners out there, we are living in a busy world. At times, no one will come to be by your side when you are passing through trial. I remember last year I lost two biological brothers.
Eesh.
And you would expect that after you have announced to everyone that I went for a funeral, you can have someone to come home to say, no, please, we are sorry for this and that. In all those, only one person came.
Eesh.
No, shake hands, or we heard that we lost this. The rest is condolences. We post on Facebook, my deep condolences, we are with you in prayer. But physically, no one may be there. So no wonder we need a positive self-talk, like David would do, talking to himself, my soul, why are you downcast? Put your hope in God. I will praise him. And that is very important. I'll refer to this again for the sake of someone out there. When we lost our child, you know, you are known to be a preacher, you are known to be an evangelist, and here you lose a child, you talk, you encourage people. And when our child was being buried, my wife and I gave a special song. And we gave a special song specifically. We told the people, even when we have lost our child, even when we are burying our child, God still loves us the same way he loved us when we had this child. And we sang that song, Have Thine Own Way, O Lord. We don't have to praise you because of what we are passing through. We have to praise you because of who you are. What you allow to happen is all right. Whether we understand it or we don't understand, that is fine. Some of the things we may not understand them this side of the world. But one thing we can do is to praise you. And we even wrote a letter to the hospital, the biggest referral hospital in Zambia, after the child died. We wrote a letter to the hospital to thank them for what they have done, for the work that they had done. You did your best, but it couldn't work out. But we thank you for what you did. That is positive self-talk. Praise moments. The devil wants you to be discouraged. The devil wants you to be bitter, to be complaining. But instead, you go to praise. Like David would say, for I shall yet praise him. And that is very important.
Sure, my pastor. Yo. Hi. Sure. Okay. Before I let you go, Pastor, here's the last question.
Yes.
How does the Christian faith offer a unique kind of comfort that other belief system might not?
Thank you. The Christian faith is very unique in that it is the only faith that talks about the blessed hope. There's a better day that is coming. And every day we are coming closer to that day. That is the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
The Christian faith is also unique because the Christian faith talks about the promise of someone, a person to be with you when you are passing through trials. Like we read in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, where it talks about the name of Jesus. He will be called Emmanuel, God with us. Meaning there is a person God sent from heaven to live with human beings on earth here.
Mm.
And his name is Jesus Christ. Even if we close all the Bibles, historians are still saying he lived on this earth. He came. He died. And he rose. And before he left, he also promised to send another person, the Holy Spirit, to be our comforter. Comforter is parakletos in Greek. There is no closer word in English. So even comforter is far short to define what this Greek word is. Someone who accompanies you in the journey of life, every step of the journey. He's in front of you, he's behind you, he's above you, he's on your right, he's on your left, he's under you. In other words, you are like you are in an envelope, and this person is with you. And that's what differentiates the Christian faith with every other faith. There is someone who is with you all the time, and that one is Jesus Christ. I've told some people here, yes, I am married, I've got a wife, but there are some places where I cannot accompany her. She is a nurse. When she goes for work, I can't go to her working place saying, please, this is my wife, we have got a marriage certificate, so I have to stand by her side when she's working. Actually, she'll be the first one to say, no, I think you can leave me here, because I'll be more of a disturbance. When she's working there, attending to patients, he's pricking the needles. No, but I think that is too painful. Why don't you just give a tablet to this one or that kind of thing? But there's someone who can accompany her wherever she goes.
Mm.
And that one is Jesus Christ. Where you are in the studio there, we can't come as family members. No, please, this is my young sister. Please, let me go and be with her. The organization will not allow. But there's someone who can be with you there. That is Jesus Christ. So even when we are grieving, there's someone who is in your space of grief. That is Jesus Christ. As your emotional pendulum is swinging from pain to grief, there's someone who shares your pain. That one is Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He does not change.
Amen. My pastor, before I let you go, can you pray for those who cannot pray for themselves, those who are going through grief? Those who have lost people in their lives, and they don't see the need of connecting with God again. They are like, where was God when all of this was happening? Those who have lost hope, can we pray for those people?
Sure. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful that you are with us. Questions come for us as human beings, when we are passing through trials, when we are passing through grief, almost giving up. Where was God when I lost my child? Where was God when I lost my husband? Where was God when I lost my wife, my uncle, my aunt, or a family member? Where was God when my business fell apart? You were on the throne, still loving and still caring. Our Lord and our Savior, we pray that you may whisper one person who is passing through grief now, that you have not abandoned that person, that your love is still there. Our Lord and our Savior, lift that person who is shivering. That person is almost going in depression because of not seeing hope. There is help in the horizon, and that whole help has come. Our Lord and our Savior, we are so thankful that you are the only one who can accompany us on this journey of life. At each and every stage, you are with us. Bless our listeners. Bless our moderator. and bless all those who are connected to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And
Amen and amen, my pastor. Thank you so much. Until tomorrow. Thank you so much, my pastor.
You're most welcome. It's a pleasure. God bless you and our listeners.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor, Pastor Paz Mumunga, talking to us about dealing with loss. Today we are focusing on the topic that says Tears of Hope. If you did miss this one, you'll find it on our podcast or at www.sidmedia.com. All right, and then you can download our app, Adventist World Radio SID Media. Right now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will be having our daily devotion. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.